Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 20, 18 to 26. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 to 26. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites this. You have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourselves gods of silver or gods of gold. Make an altar of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stones for me, do not build it with dressed stones, for you will defile it if you use a tool on it. And do not go up to my altar on steps, or your private parts may be exposed." Our theme for reflection is encountering God, facing our fears with faith. Encountering God, facing our fears with faith. Have you ever wondered what it would feel like if God suddenly appeared before you? Many of us might admit to feeling scared or completely overwhelmed by the thought. Often we are afraid because we know we are not perfect. We fear God's judgment and standing in the presence of His perfect holiness. Sometimes it is not just God. Even the presence of highly principled people can stir fear in us. Why do we react this way? And what does it tell us about our relationship with God? In Exodus 20, 18 to 26, the Israelites find themselves exactly in this position, faced with a terrifying yet awe-inspiring display of God's power on Mount Sinai. They choose to keep their distance, asking Moses to speak to God on their behalf. The story offers important lessons on encountering God today. As thunder echoed and lightning lit up the sky, the Israelites were struck with fear. Their immediate choice was to withdraw, pleading with Moses to be their intermediary. This was not just fear of physical harm. It was a profound reverence for God's absolute purity and the stark awareness of their own imperfections. This fear, as described in Proverbs 9 verse 10, is the beginning of wisdom. It is a recognition of God's majesty and our fallibility, which brings a deeper, respectful acknowledgement of our need for God. Moses explains that God's formidable display was meant to test them, to instill a godly fear that would guide them away from sin. Here, the fear of the Lord is intended not to push us away, but to draw us closer into a faithful relationship characterized by holy living. From the heavens, God's voice was clear and commanding, prohibiting any creation of idols. This was a reaffirmation of the first commandment against the backdrop of divine thunder. The command to avoid making gods of silver and gold was an insistence on divine exclusivity. Sharing God's glory with inert idols is not only irrational, but also deeply disrespectful. My dear friends, in our lives, idols can manifest as anything that supersedes God, be it wealth, ambition, relationships, or personal pride. This ancient command challenges us to identify and remove these distractions, focusing our devotion solely to God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do I view God's holiness in relation to my own life? Do I keep my distance or do I seek to draw near with reverence and humility? Number two, what idols have I allowed to emerge in my life, and how can I begin to remove them to honor God fully? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your mighty power and holy nature. Teach us to approach you with the reverence you deserve. Help us to remove any idols in our hearts, replacing them with a steadfast spirit of devotion. May our worship be pure and our lives reflect your love and righteousness. Guide us in the fear of the Lord, which is the foundation of wisdom, and lead us in a life of obedience that glorifies you above all. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.